We're fixing to you, cop.
I just wanna be that one guy that's like,
yeah, man. I hate when it goes off. Alright, so what'd y'all do today, guys? Hurry your ass up.
Hey,
shut up. Don't make me hit you with the wood ass block.
Hell yeah.
Wood ass block.
Hell yeah.
I
want to eat my pizza.
This thing was so heavy, dude. It was like uncontrollable.
Dude, that didn't know there was 5 pounds of wood. The struggle with that block was real.
The thing was so heavy.
It wasn't heavy.
Wait, the second time we moved it, though.
Are we live? Dude, we totally live right now.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Wait, what?
What's up, guys?
Oh, shit.
This is Brody X Studios here at the podcast, episode number 2. Or volume 2, whatever we call it. Whatever terms we're using for that.
Video 2, please.
Video number 2.
Just 2.
So, dude, what's up, everybody? Everybody, another week has gone by at the studio. Some hard work has happened.
Very true.
Dude, how's everybody doing today, man?
Just dugging, like always.
Yeah, man.
Just doing great. Good. Chilling. In a chill mood right now.
Totally, dude. Still rocking the Bourne hat. Still on the Bourne of Osiris hat.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, right. I was really debating today wearing, like, the Bourne of Osiris shirt to match you. But really? I was like, I gotta look good.
I look good. Looking good in my Mac Lethal shirt because that cake is done. My pancake mix.
Oh, yeah, Matt, did you see him live?
I saw him live at Warped Tour 2013.
Who I went to that?
Oh, yeah.
Me, I didn't go.
I couldn't make it.
No, it was me, Trevor, and Hunter. I haven't seen Hunter yet. Me, Trevor, Hunter, and Nathan Aiken.
Are we ever going to see Hunter? Are we ever going to see Hunter?
Back this weekend.
I don't know if we're ever going to see him.
I'm serious.
He comes some weekends. We might have a video of him in a weekend or something.
Hey, dude, so if you haven't checked it out yet, BS Updates Up, tells you what's been going on. At Brodick Studios, what is wrong with you?
The struggle of the chairs.
What is wrong with
you? We got new chairs, guys. We got new chairs.
Yeah, podcast chairs. The new BS videos are all up, guys. Check out the update. Get caught up on what's all going on.
I ain't even going to lie. There's some ugly-ass chairs.
Like, they really
are.
They are pretty
ugly, but they're so comfortable.
You should get them recovered.
They're just
really
one
should.
Person, dude.
We get what covered?
You should get them, like, recovered. Like,
in this.
What,
they look
what
majestic.
She was trying to tell you to do?
What does that
she
mean?
She told you that we were going to get them recovered, and you were like, no, these are fine.
The chair,
you should really get them recovered.
Look completely different.
I don't even recall that conversation.
Yeah,
as soon as we pulled them out.
You were too angry at her.
We got news tomorrow.
I was so mad. Like, the struggle is real when, like, you have, because, you know, Friday's our shoot day. It's our big day. That's when all the members of Brody get together and we compile our ideas and going. And Mom's like, oh, yeah. I need you Friday morning. I'm like, what? I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like, thanks for telling me Thursday night.
Did you just admit to the whole entire internet that you listened to your mom?
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing.
Wait, what in the first video? What did he say? He said that Steven,
yeah,
right?
I said Steven. Yeah, your mom about Applebee's. God. Yeah. All right, whatever. Fuck you.
Damn.
Fuck you. I want to go ahead and read off the notepad since it's not took me, but to our sponsors, thank you, Kim Riegel Foundation, for sponsoring a lot of things that are going on here. She's a big help to all of us and all of the crew
and
here.
Speed Racer.
And yeah, sure.
You're trying to, like,
I can
throw
anyway.
In the situation in a word or two.
Kim Riegel Foundation, thank you guys so much. Anyway, all right.
We got new BS videos, obviously. Got those. Y'all seen them coming. Yeah, the more to come, obviously.
There's actually a hilarious one coming up very soon. That was awesome.
What day can we expect that come up? Today's film Friday, so Saturday goes a podcast.
We got yours on Monday, your vlog.
I think we expect that Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, expect the funny BS life Sunday.
It's coming up.
Sunday.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sunday.
All right. Dude, so I was actually watching Family Guy the other day, right? And it was the episode where...
Wait, what?
Father voices.
The dad voices.
The dad noises.
Does your dad make any good funny noises?
Not really. I mean, he's... Don't really talk all that much, so.
Your dad doesn't talk.
Yeah,
that
but
much?
Like when he's just quiet, like in the living room, watch TV, he's not just like. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
He clears his throat sometimes, but that's about it.
Can you burp on command?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
I can, dude.
That's beautiful.
Gross.
That's so gross.
You make the grossest noises.
Yeah, you do, dude. Okay. Like,
you're
really the worst.
You always do the weird facial expressions, too. You always have to add, like, the weird visual to it, too. It's not just that it's a gross noise, like, out of my ear, all I see. But I look at you, and you're like. Connor's yeah. coming out.
Doing, like,
and when you do
shit.
It, you look in the eye. Like, you look everybody in the eye. You're just he's like, looking, like calls. I'm so he's scared.
You, like, stare us in the soul.
When you
like,
call, he just, you have to, like, lock eyes with somebody. You have to, like, scare somebody.
Like, I don't know if you want me to help you or if you're choking. Like, I don't know what
like
to do.
He's about to die.
Like, I'm scared for his life. I'm like, do I need to pat your back?
It's like a call for help. He's just
like, dude, are you okay right now? Like, what can I do to help you? Do you need my help? Yeah. Do you need my assistance?
Dude, Jake calls it there with a demon call. Like,
it's scary. I don't know what to do.
To the
That's
camera.
That's literally what it looks like.
Yeah.
It really is so scary.
Dude, my toes are growing muscles.
I bet because you smacked them on everything yesterday.
You literally you could go without toes.
No, dude, I'm in the room. I'm in the studio yesterday. I'm looking at some forms and stuff on the computer or whatever. And Garrett goes upstairs to get something. And I hear, up the steps. And then, oh! I was like, I just started dying, dude. I was like, he just hit his toe.
You did that 8 times yesterday.
The last time after you guys left, you two left and went to go get some supplies for the studio. And when you came back, or during that time, when I was upstairs, I broke my toe. Like, it's crooked. Look at it. It's so crooked. It's more than crooked.
It is so hilarious.
And like, I wrote upstairs, I drilled it. And he said he started laughing. He wrote the studio, he goes, "You okay?" And I was like, "No."
My toe.
Oh.
Yeah, my toe's good, dude.
My toe's totally
My toe's good, dude. It's all right.
Yeah, remember laughing. When I actually broke my toe on Halloween?
Halloween?
Yeah.
That 2 years ago. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Oh, that was so long ago.
Yeah,
how did you do it?
I was running to go get something out of my dad's house, and I was running up these concrete stairs.
Me and Dylan are still in the car at this point.
Yeah, me and Jake are
watching him. We're watching him go up the steps.
So I was just going to run in and grab something real quick, then run back to the car, and we were going somewhere that night.
Yeah, we're going to, like, a neighborhood trick-treat with all the dudes.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I miss Tristan breaking his toe on that one.
It was hilarious.
So I ran up all 2 of the concrete stairs. My uncoordinated ass just eats it.
Dylan just in the car, and we're watching Tristan, and we see him, and he just disappears. Me and Dylan look at each other, we're like, what? And we see him get up, he's just like, oh!
Like, literally, Tristan, we're like so excited to hurry up and get to Lake Haven. Tristan's like all jolly going up the stairs, and then he's just gone.
Disappears.
He's gone.
No more
Tristan.
And we're like, what is he doing down there? And then all of a sudden he gets back up, and yeah, like he said, freaking out.
That entire night, they just kept running off and leaving me with a broke toe. And they're like, Tristan, hurry up.
The broken toe delayed us. And so we were like, Tristan, because we were trying
My toe was broken!
We were trying to hurry up and, like, trick-or-treat and stuff. Because we had
I got no attention for that. It was just still broken, like, literally 30 minutes ago.
We had people to meet, and so we're like, Tristan, let's go, dude. We're like, freaking out. Tristan's like, I'm trying. He's, like, limping his ass off.
What were you? You were, like, a pirate or something.
Yeah.
We were, like,
maybe.
Leg,
I might have been.
Peg leg bass.
Where are your part? You
was a what toe, bro? Oh, was it your big toe?
Yeah, it was my big toe. It was my right toe.
He came over and he had that shit taped together. Yeah, I remember that. Was it crooked? Like, all, like, crooked and shit?
It ended up just, like, swelling up, like, to the size of this microphone. It was terrible.
Dude, remember when I broke my ankle?
It swelled up the size
like a softball.
We were playing tag or something.
Were there for that. Yeah,
we were playing tag.
Me and Jake were playing hide and go seek.
We're going Six Flags
next
day.
Not just by ourselves.
It was with
that'd be awesome to tag.
And so, yeah, just me and Jake. No, but we're playing, and there's, like, a bunch of stairs. And so, we're hiding, and the dude can't find us. And so, we're like, okay. So, I go up there, and I'm going to go, like, get him, like, just mess with him and then run. So, because I knew I could outrun him. So I'm just kind of messing with him. I take off sprinting back to where we were hiding. But it's a bunch of stairs. But there was one of those annoying ass, like, double wide stairs. And it was at the very top. So I start running back down it, but I trip because it was the double wide stair. And to avoid falling, I jump. And I jump
down.
That's
a good idea.
I was going to fall face first down them. So I jump over, like, all 10 of them. But my ankle caught the last one, and we just all heard it snap.
Dude, it was
and then I get up, and I'm like, something's wrong, dude.
Something's all right.
You could literally hear it.
You just fell instantly. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I got up right away and started, like, limping back to the house. I'm like, something's wrong, dude. It's not spraying. Something's wrong. So they run over there and, like, grab me, and we start walking back to the house. And I just sit there all fucking night, because John's parents won't do a damn thing about it. They're asleep. They're pissed. Because we woke them up. Because my ankle.
Oh, it's the same. All right, same shit. Like, all right, one time I got a car wreck, right? It was, remember that night, I had to go meet Tanner, at the gas station because he had owed me money for the lunch I paid for him at school that one time. I got it. I got to freaking be the BP, and as I'm leaving the BP, Mitchell Wheeler.
Oh my!
Yeah, I remember
smashed
that.
Smashed into me.
Yeah, I remember.
And I called mom was asleep, and she was utterly pissed at me for someone hitting me and T-boning me. I was like, yeah. You're mad at me? Like, I didn't do anything.
But you're dying.
I could have been killed, and instantaneously, you're just pissing me. I'm like,
yeah.
So yeah.
Remember
mad.
That, remember that time we were playing Manhunt in your neighborhood, and that hole in your neighbor's yard? And I, like, it came up, like, this far in my leg.
Yeah,
I
didn't
just
mean
ate it.
The tree. Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
We were running in Manhunt, and I took
Dylan
off running.
Tree. We're watching.
And someone, I think Hunter was chasing me. And there was this hole, like, it's like 12 o'clock at night. I didn't see this hole. It, like, comes up to here, and my leg just, like, goes and
no, remember when we were playing here, and Steven fell into the sewer? Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, we were playing man out here, and then quickly we went to the
he went in that bush, and, like, he was just disappeared. He just was gone.
Yeah.
And people were like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, the sewer was open. There's a bush. There's literally a bush surrounding a manhole. So Steven can't see it. So Steven just runs in the bush and falls in.
Devin, like, we're sitting in this manhole, and he, like, I think he had a pee or some shit. And all of a sudden, like, he walked in, and, like, no, the manhole is covered, but some
he's
asshole.
He's uncovered.
Some asshole tucked it there.
Yeah, he's...
Remember...
Did he, like, bang up his ribs? Yeah.
Yeah, he fucked up his ribs. And he's like, get me out. He's, like, freaking out, dude. And we're all like, what just happened? Because we're all playing, and we hear this, like, whispering noise. And we walk
we heard bad noises.
And quickly, like, this fucking deep in a manhole. And we're like, how did you do
this? How did you get
I remember hearing it, and I was like, Dad? Yeah. Dad? Because I heard dad noise. It was like,
Dad?
You around?
Yeah.
It's almost as funny as the time we were down here, and it was like back in like 10th grade, back when we first heard of that stupid little pass out stupid game that, it was like on the news, right? It was on the news, it's like, don't fucking try this. We're like, we're gonna get clear to try this. And we were down here, and like, we set up the mattress, right? And we were like, all right, in case some shit happens, we're gonna make sure if he falls, we got him, right? And the second he gets up on the mattress and he passes the fuck out, wham!
Yes.
Smacks his fucking forehead, busts it wide the fuck open.
Yeah, all the mattress literally did was get him higher,
higher off the ground.
Because we were idiots and we stood him up in the middle of the mattress, and Quigley was taller than both sides, so all it did was elevate him so that he smacked his bare forehead from a higher
wham!
Because, yeah, I was in that pro stance, like, pushing on him. And then he just falls out, but he fell. Like, we still blame it on him. He shouldn't have fell that way.
It was his fault.
It's not our fault. Unconscious and shit, but don't fucking fall that way.
Yeah, like, he shouldn't have fell that way, but we tried to catch him. I remember you're getting it on video. So back up.
Yeah, all right, so he falls almost towards me, and I'm like, fuck this, dude. I'm about to not catch him. I'm about to get the video. And, of course, he just gets a concussion. I mean, instantaneously.
Oh, yeah. He busts his head dead. And then he gets up and he's like, my head hurts.
I don't feel good.
We're like, why? Why?
You remember when Hunter did that at one of your... It was like your Christmas party or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and
he ate the fucking rice out of the goddamn...
Yes,
Jesus, so gross.
The old rice out of the fire.
Dude, why did he do that?
His back scraped all
against... Well, explain the story. What happened? Explain, like, the rice thing. Like,
so... I don't know. Someone put rice in the fire. I don't
it was like
know.
Old rice from the party.
It was
no,
really gross.
Was it from the party or was it from the trash can?
It was from the trash can.
Yeah, it was from the trash can.
Oh, I thought it was from the
party.
No,
it was from the trash can.
No, it was in the trash.
It was
from the trash. Yeah, it's even worse now that you
so,
know.
Yeah. We, like, threw it in this bonfire.
And we're like, oh. And then he's like, oh, my God, dude. It's like, how much you want to bet? I'm going to try this. I was like, you won't do it, Hunter. You bitch. He's like, bet. And he fucking ate it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he's the one that raised the dare. Nobody
yeah, he raised. He's like,
him. Yeah,
he dared
like,
himself.
I'm like, no bitch. I'll do it. And we're like, we don't want you to do this, but yeah. No, I'll do it. We're like,
all right.
What? Okay.
All right, pussy.
Yeah.
All right, pussy.
I bet almost, you won't.
That's almost as bad as when Quigley took out the cigarette on his tongue.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And on his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, he still got a mark on his chest.
And it has to be tased like 15 times.
He was like, I don't want
to
smoke no more. So we're just like, what is
this
that?
This will stop it.
Literally,
we're at a party and Quigley just starts smoking a cigarette and then randomly, just like somebody dared him, I think, to put it out on his tongue. He's like, I ain't no bitch. Tell me to do it again. And they do it again here.
Just right on
it. I'm pretty sure he did it twice.
That is just disgusting, dude.
And then Hunter did that pass out thing too.
Yeah, and he scraped his back all against the concrete wall.
He almost had a seizure because he was like twitching and shit.
Yeah, dude, I know what to do.
This dude's about to die.
I know what to do. And then so what's up? With y'all guys, what's up? Everyone knows, you know, the Mountain Dew and then the throwback Mountain Dews. Yeah, I totally changed the subject right there. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I was like, where's this going? Speaking
of the change. Well, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Are we all drinking throwback Mountain Dews right now?
We are.
Tristan has Capri Sun.
Water. I get a Capri Sun.
Okay, healthy motherfucker. Water, there. All right. Yeah, but throwback Mountain Dew, do you like throwback Mountain Dew? Are the throwbacks better than the normals?
I honestly can't tell the difference.
Honestly,
like,
I haven't had the normal in so long. Throwbacks for a long time.
I don't understand. It says real sugar. So what's in normal Mountain Dews? Like,
it's like
sugar?
Fructose.
Like Splenda?
Yeah. Syrup.
Are they putting, like,
Splenda? I thought it was just the can design.
Well, back
in... No, this is what they used to have back in the day.
It literally says on the can,
throwback.
Real sugar, real good.
They use, like, real cane sugar.
This one says
Yahoo. I thought it was the can design. I didn't know there was
Yahoo Mountain Dew.
They're supposed to use, like, real cane sugar.
At the top. Oh, shit. Is that... Wait, why is it on copyright? Why is the Yahoo on the Mountain Dew not copyrighted?
Like, more than two O's.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah, it's three O's.
No, but wait,
there's a hyphen.
Wait, is Yahoo like Yoo-hoo or no? Is Yoo-hoo
Yahoo and Yoo-hoo.
Two totally different things.
Fuck off.
Yoo-hoo is chocolate milk.
And Yahoo, it's delicious.
Like, no, it's chocolate drink.
It's chocolate milk.
It is chocolate drink.
It's chocolate drink. They can't put milk because there ain't no milk in there.
There's milk in it. I guarantee if you look on the back in here, it probably says milk product.
No, there's no milk. It's like chocolate and water.
Ew.
Okay.
It's so good, though.
Drinking
so
Yoo-hoo good. And drink chocolate milk tastes almost the fucking
Kroger
same.
Mountain Dew. Kroger milk.
Dew.
Kroger chocolate milk.
No, dude. Okay, the True Moo at our school was awful.
Yeah, that was
like
gross.
It. But the True Moo, if you buy it in the gallon, is literally
it's because it's school milk.
Great. School
it
was great.
School milk. Like, school everything is just gross except for school tater tots.
Tater tots.
No, the chicken tenders are pretty good.
They're hash browns.
I always end up having to get like the salads or something. I
the little triangle.
You got salads every day.
I did.
We
every
did
day.
It for a year straight when we had lunch. That was the only
I brought
thing
my lunch
salads.
All the time. Because the food.
I mean, I just didn't like their food. Nasty. Like,
yeah. It's
dude,
gross.
Back, all right, so
salads
back,
are little sub sandwiches.
Before we started like becoming the Brodiacs, when I was in 6th, 7th, 8th grade in middle school, my mom packed my lunch every day. Right,
you pussy.
Did my mom pack my lunch in high school?
Yeah. Okay. So that negates all pussy from Garrett.
Whoa.
Anyway,
I didn't have to do anything.
Anyway,
my mom still packs my lunch for her, guys. Fuck off. I go buy my lunch. Kidding.
How long is the lunch money?
Anyway, so we I bet you packed my lunch, right? And then every single what you would call it, like, day, she would pack, like, so much food in my goddamn lunchbox. Like, there's no way a human being could eat that much food in 30 minutes. Like, it's not the fact that it's too much for me. It was too much in 30 minutes. I was like, it's not possible. I can't eat that much.
I gotta talk, Mom.
It's
my only time.
So I used to get, like, my lunch, and I would go, what did the boom? And I'd throw up the air, and people would freak the fuck out. Like, I did, like, a fruit roll-up. Or, like, no one, my mom's only one buys those Scooby Snacks. Scooby Snacks are delicious.
They are.
Didn't your mom used to think Scooby Snacks were like a fruit, like into your
fruit
diet?
Fruit roll-ups. She thought that fruit roll-ups were actually fruit and it was healthy for me. And I was like, bitch, I got this. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah,
I'm fat motherfucker. I was a fat motherfucker back in the day,
no,
dude.
I mean, your dad would correct that real quick. He's like, no, you want some fruit.
I'll give you some.
Your dad is a juice
my,
fruit.
My yeah. dad is a giant fruit. And not in the gay way. Could be gay. No, it's not gay. But he's a giant fruit.
He's a juice.
Yeah, he's a giant juice box. Like, literally.
No, seriously.
That's a new shirt.
My dad's a giant juice box.
Yeah, juice box.
Basically, he got a kidney stone, right? And, like, I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, did you say he got you a kidney stone?
Oh, he got a kidney stone.
I heard. He got me a kidney stone. I was like, ew. Like,
thanks,
Dad. It's always what it's what I've wanted.
Exactly what I wanted, guys.
This is what you have. This is what you look forward in life.
Yeah.
Basically, he got a kidney stone, and it was bad. Like, he had a few of them, and one was too big to come out of his urethra, which is gross as shit. Gonna get surgery and shit. Oh, his junk is all torn up. I know it.
Lucy,
you know what they do?
Like
for
kidney stones,
blast them with a laser if they get too big.
They stick something up your urethra and it vibrates to break up the stones.
Oh,
Ow.
It just sounds painful.
It is painful. Yeah, I bet it sounds like it sucks dick.
Sounds like it's time for an oil change.
Literally.
Anyway, but, oil change, BMS.
Basically, he was like, I'm never, and his favorite drink is Mountain Dew, which is probably a bad thing that we're all fucking chugging down Mountain Dew.
Hey, not anyway, all of us.
Anyway,
my second one today.
So yeah. Anyway, basically, he was like, no more soft drinks, no more sweet tea, juice. And he's got at least 4 2-gallon tubs of juice in his refrigerator at all times.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And, every single night, and like, you walk in there, it's like, man, I want to get some drink today. Oh, yeah, 4 gallons of this pink shit.
he's like, oh, you need some juice? I got you. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
That's awesome. Hey, Mr. Dan, can I get some juice?
And then it was funny about that. Juice. Was that, like, the second this happened, he got on a new business idea for this thing called Nourish. And Nourish is all healthy shit. It's all these really, really fucking tart-ass fruit things. It's like you bite one, it's like bite into the center core of an apple. It's like the most, it's like apple. So much apple in a little thing. Like, I don't know how to explain it to you. You know, it's apple flavor.
Have you ever drinking pure cranberry juice?
It's nasty.
God, it's so nasty.
Oh, dude, my gosh.
I can drink that, dude.
No, like, pure cranberry juice. Like, no sugar, no nothing.
Yeah,
like,
my mom used to get it.
It's not the Minute Maid stuff. It's like...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's like the ocean.
It's so bitter.
I used to could drink it, dude.
It's like... What the fuck? Kelp chips, your fucking mom...
Okay.
They made me shit for days.
Those kelp chips crossed the line. These things literally are like 500% fiber.
Kelp is like vegetable.
No, that's
like
shit,
lettuce.
That
shit, mom made chips.
My dad, dude, could nom them things. And I'm like... I'm sitting there, like, looking at him, like, dude, how in the hell can you eat
Explain
these,
what they actually are.
It's kelp.
It was just, yeah, it's, my mom just found this
kelp
recipe for
crunchy
like
kelp
because they were trying to get on, like,
a health kick.
Yeah, they're trying to get on like, this little health thing.
I lost
the They've been doing good with it, but she made these kelp chips, dude. And my God. What is so
dude, I lost the pen. I had no clue. I literally just had the pen half a second ago. This is gone.
Jake goes, nowhere to win. He just lost the fucking pen.
Hey, Dylan.
I remember when your mom bought home, like, star fruit.
Right,
I had it, and I, like, looked away, and it was just gone.
It tastes so good.
Hey,
it's like
that star fruit. That star fruit was on. No, dude.
Yeah, but star fruit's so fucking, it pisses me off. You got to. I like nibble.
I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah, it's like, it's a grape and an apple.
Have you ever grapple?
It's a grape.
Dude, I saw this grape.
It's a hybrid between a grape and an apple, dude. And
what's it look like?
It looks like an apple.
It looks like a fucking apple.
What's the texture?
Like, it just looks like an apple.
The question is that. What's the texture like? Like, is it good? Like, is it like sandy?
It's like an apple, but it just tastes like grape.
It just tastes like a grape.
So why would you buy fucking grape?
Because it's a fucking apple.
It's like a giant fucking grape. Well, I have a little
would you really
no,
have
I,
a grape
sorry,
this
I'm
big?
Sorry, no, look,
or a grape this
it,
big?
I'm sorry. Like the way the grapes taste, okay? The way that consistency of the grape.
It's like watery.
I would not want to eat a big grape. I'd say I'm biting into it and just the water just
like
all over my
it's
face.
It's like apple slash grape. Like you just have to try it. Like it's a hybrid between an apple and a grape.
Days.
Imagine something is so big like that. You could like.
Who came, that day? Who came up with that? They were like, damn, I really like grapes. I want a big-ass grape.
So let's mix it with apples.
Let me get a big-ass grape and make it look like apples and taste like grapes. I'm going to fuck the world up.
The worst.
Hey, you want
fucking
an apple? This tastes like grapes.
It is. He runs away like
the
dag.
The worst fruit to bite the outside of it is a fucking orange.
Yeah, why would you even do that? I don't
why
know.
Why would
banana.
You do that?
Have
like, why would you attempt that?
Got some of the peel or
it's
something?
It's
gross.
Dude.
No. All right, no joke. All right, so in lunch one year, I don't know what year it was, we were in freaking, we were sitting there, and Justin Hayden had peeled off all the apple, right? This kid had Justin Hayden out of school. He had peeled all this.
Hey, apple.
Sorry.
Orange. I said apple. Peeled off all the fucking orange. And I was like, got $5. You won't eat that. He was like, and he was like, I got it. And he literally just like ate. I was like,
what's the little stringy shit on bananas?
That's annoying.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, it's one of those things.
That's
like,
why you peel it from like, upside down. Like that's
have you ever had the mini
that's
bananas?
How monkeys do it. Did
monkeys
you know
are
that?
Thugs, though.
Wait.
Like, really? You don't like, you know how people like cut the top and peel it?
Yeah, that's what I do.
You do it from upside down, like where wait, the black part.
Yeah, why?
How do you even
that? Grab it?
how do you even
do that?
You like squeeze it and then you can peel it.
Yeah, I imagine you squeeze banana. It's like toothpaste.
It's mush.
It's like mush.
No, like, no, you don't like literally squeeze it. You squeeze that little tiny black part. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
At the bottom.
The little
of
crusty
it.
Part.
Yeah. You squeeze that and you can peel it.
Wait, what?
And it gets
what?
It gets
it's
rid of all the stringy
it's
things.
Banana.
I know there's seed banana.
How would it grow?
That's that little black.
How would it just?
Yeah, at the bottom of the banana.
So Minecraft shit, she's like, ugh.
Jay, yeah, have you never like taken the banana and like ripped it at the bottom? Like when you get down to the bottom?
I don't eat the bottom.
Yeah. Wait, can you grow?
I get to that one point and I'm like, oh, there's one by the nose.
Yeah. It's
like, no. Like you never like just broke it off and like.
No.
No, Kevin.
I eat a banana normally. What? Like a normal human being eats a banana. That's how I eat a banana.
It's hard to eat a banana in public, though.
That I learned today.
Really?
No, whenever I eat a banana in public, I always look for the nearest guy and I just stare him in the eye.
It's weird.
And I just make eye contact and I maintain it during the whole process.
Oh my god.
Say nothing to him and I leave.
That's probably the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Why would you do that? If I was on the street and I saw you staring at me eating a fucking banana, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd run the hell away.
Random fact.
Wait, what?
I said I have a random fact about a banana.
Random fact, volume one.
Alright. If you take like a key or something, I don't know why the fuck I know this.
Why would I use a knife?
Because you don't want to like cut all the way into it.
Why would I use my key though? I use that to drive.
Something that will indent the fucking peel.
Okay.
A banana peel.
A pin.
You can use a peel.
Alright, get on the goddamn fact.
Through it. You just want to indent it.
A pin.
And so what you can like write anything on the peel that you indent with it, and then like a little while, only that part will turn brown. If you like start indenting it, you can like make designs on it, and then it will turn brown. And then the whole rest of banana will stay yellow.
But
only that part will.
What if my banana was
green
when I started? Would it turn yellow?
Well, then it's not like ripened and ready yet.
I know, but
wait, I have a question. Does it actually go bad or does it turn brown?
No, just that part of the peel turns brown. So wait, it indents in and like.
What if I use a green one and do that? Would it turn yellow?
But it actually rots the part of the banana though.
The peel of it. It's not like the banana itself or the gross
bananas.
Lemon lime banana.
Ew.
No, I was talking about the same.
Came in the wrong part of that
conversation. I was talking about the same thing he was talking about, but I was like, "What if I had a the green ones or whatever?" I was like, "What if I did the same thing he's talking about with the green one? Would it turn yellow?" I was like, "Hey, dude, try this lemon lime banana hybrid.
Some Sprite ass shit."
Yeah. That's how they make Sprite, dude.
What were you about to say?
God damn, I don't know now.
Something about bananas.
Oh yeah. Bananas actually aren't as slippery as cartoons make them to be. It's actually a myth.
You know what's slippery? Fabric softener sheets. I'm busting my
ass. Oh, yes.
Really?
Especially like, if they're on the floor, dude.
The dryer sheets?
Yeah, dude. You're
especially when you have socks on.
If you have socks on, you're through.
Oh, yeah. If you have socks on, you're
done. You're
done. You're through. You're going down.
You never stepped on one?
No. It's like, my mom won't use those for some reason. I don't think. I don't know.
You can use tennis balls.
Liquid softener.
Yeah.
You can use tennis balls, too.
Your tennis weird. Ball.
What?
You're poking tennis balls.
No,
I like those things that the janitors use in school. They have like the stick, the tennis ball, and they're like,
I'm always going to take one. Like, I don't know how the process of that, making dude. That, and I just would have it and just be like,
no, dude. You remember right when they got to do that little tennis ball thing? We had on those
dress shoes, dude. They made
and
the words
with
the
if you scuffed it with the back of your dress shoe, it would leave a big black streak.
Like a thick
and
one.
Yeah, thick ass black streak. And they just got no tennis ball in the hallway, and me and Jake were assholes after seeing
dude,
your
they're
pictures.
Already they're janitors.
We went and wrote like 2013 in big scuff marks.
Yeah, dude, you're dicks.
Oh, yeah.
That is an ass move. Dude, there's a janitor that was cool for like. I swear to God, he was born.
He's like 107.
And started working there.
Nate Bradley called him Grandpa and gave him a hug every day after lunch.
Grandpa.
It was so weird. He's like, hey, Grandpa.
He don't talk English, you know that, right? Or he can't. He's like,
can barely fucking talk, dude.
He's born for school. My voice cracked.
One time, like, I
that pisses me off. That's my next rant. That's my next vlog, guys, is when the voice cracks for no reason.
No, dude.
Oh, that's
like,
shit, dude.
For real, though, one time, like, I was at lunch or whatever, and I was done eating, and I had, like, left some ketchup or some shit at the table. He's like, he tried to get mad at me, but all I did was just laugh because.
Oh my god! What is
that? Is terrible.
What a dick.
One of the funniest stories ever was Nick Watson came up to Subway with his grandma one time, and me and Jake were up there. But me and Jake, that was weird. I went, but me and Jake both thought that he said, I'm with my sister.
Oh, yeah.
So Jake was like, cool, Nick, your sister's like 94. And he said that right in front of her. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He was like, cool, dude. Your sister's like 94.
That was the worst part to take a drink right there.
I don't
know
why I did that. I went, right before I said that. Oh, that was funny as
making
hell.
Making some dad noises.
Yeah. You gotta throw those weird ass noises and like.
That's you. That's you. Yeah. Yeah. You look like you're like a baby bird. You look like you're a baby bird getting fed by the mama bird. You're like, what the hell are you doing right now?
Man, it looks so weird.
That's funny.
You're weird.
But anyways,
your face is weird.
Halloween's coming up, guys. Me, Garrett, and Dylan have already talked about our costumes, but Dylan's got to talk about it again because he changed.
Yeah, I changed costumes.
What do you mean for Halloween, Devin?
Willie from Duck Dynasty.
Did you get all this shit for it and everything?
Yeah, like.
Why haven't you been growing your beard out?
I have a Jesus beard and like Jesus hair, and so? I'm just going to wear that. And I got an American bandana. I'm going to tie that on my head.
Oh, hell yeah. You got a white-ass blazer?
I'm going to go to Goodwill and get
dude,
one.
Dude, you better go to a tanning bed and put on like a shirt so you can get the farmer's tan.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's ghetto as shit. Don't do that.
Fuck that, spray dude.
God, dude, anyone with a spray tan looks orange. There's not.
If you touch them, it makes you orange.
It also makes you feel like that you like whipped up oil dude, all over. Like,
hey, you know who like did greasy. That all the time?
Daniel Evans.
Yes.
She's going to have cancer.
There's a chick, guys. I swear to God, she's going to have cancer by age 25. Wow, she's probably gonna see you be like, you dicks. But anyway.
Shout out. What's up?
But no, I mean, for real. Like, she's a girl in high school, and she's fucking cancer. Like, she has to have. She went to tanning bed, like, every day.
Literally. It'd be like
and then she went and got, like, spray tans, too.
Yeah, like, on top of her already
yes.
brown tan. It's like
yeah, it's like she got a spray tan and then went and, like, got in the tanning bed so it would engrave in her skin.
So it would, like, bake into it so she wouldn't be all oily.
She used to like this guy. You haven't seen me yet, J.J. Hart. She used to like him a little bit, and this poor fan's gay as fuck. But anyway, sorry. But anyway, so basically, that's all right. But, like, she was like, I like him. And she's like, yeah, man, I kind of liked her, like, four shades ago. We're like, that's terrible. That's
anyways,
so
Tristan, what are you going to be?
Halloween.
I still don't know, man. Like, I was thinking about doing the whole Dean Winchester thing, like Jake said.
Oh, and dude, then, you really could.
And then yeah, I'm going to be him, and then Chase is going to be Sam, but Chase doesn't know if he's going to be able to make it.
Oh, pissed. Did you get that link I sent you, though, the tattoo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm probably just going to airbrush it.
No, dude, totally. Your dad could do that shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wait, what does your dad do?
Like he owns, like, an art business.
What? That's badass, dude. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's cool as fuck.
He, like, spray...
he does, draw
like,
so good.
Air spray things, and then he makes, like, boxes and, like, woodwork.
What?
I'm sorry.
Podcast theme song. Go.
That Men in Black. Was that Men in Black 2?
The what? Men in Black. Yeah.
One, 2 or 3?
2.
2?
Because once his face leaves, and he beats him back at the post office.
2 and 22.
Or 2.
No, 2 and 22.
So you being possibly Dean. You changed yours to.
Yes. I was going to be Captain America with, like, the morph suit and get. Ripped and shit underneath.
You are ripped.
But, no, I mean,
you
like,
are. Now you got to take it off.
No.
Take it off.
No.
Yeah, that made me do Bane. Take it off.
No. We're going to make.
No. Damn it. Yeah.
No.
It's happening.
It's
going to
happen. You wait. Tune in for his voice later.
Do you think I have a power over this?
See, now I'm going to be. I think me, Trevor, and Daniel are going to be Power Rangers.
Not Trevor. Yes, not Trevor. The Trevor.
Not
UC.
Trevor. Not
another Trevor.
Short Mandy.
We have two Trevor. Jakes, two Trevors.
Yes.
Not so let's raise Trevor.
That's me and from. Two other of the dudes are gonna be the Power Rangers. I'm gonna be the blue one. Daniel's gonna be the black one.
I wanted the
Trevor's
blue one, but
gonna be the green one. I want to say green or red. He's one of those.
I wanted to be the blue one, but my daddy got me the red
it
one.
Might
have been, really
I think
one.
It might be red. What? Yeah.
Sorry.
My daddy got me the blue one, but I wanted the red one.
What?
You had to have been there for that. What was that from? This guy come walk. Where? What did he come walking out of? He come walking out of somewhere, but he had like this weird like stomp, and then
I think it was Target.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. And Colin Compton was with us, and the way that dude was walking, he had like this real like perky up like walk, like he was upset about something. And Colin was like, oh, "Dad, I wanted a red one, but you got me a blue one."
So
like,
really
he had this
red
walk,
one.
And he kept like repeating.
He was, like,
it was like it was hilarious the way he said it.
Was it content? All right, Kevin, what are you being?
Are you gonna be?
I honestly don't know yet. Like,
damn it,
I'm still undecided.
Kevin.
What the hell, Kevin?
I just don't know.
Don't be a bitch.
Kevin.
Like, I'm thinking, but I don't.
We're like six
don't
days
know.
Away from Halloween.
I think
I actually
changed mine, too.
You did. He's copying me.
It was his idea, this motherfucker.
I mean, it happens. You know, I'm Jake Wallace. You know, it happened.
he's going to be Jake from State Farm.
Come on, name Jake.
I'm going to be Mayhem.
Is it Geico? I think it is Geico.
Geico.
It is.
or progressive?
All-State.
No, it's All-State. All-State Mayhem. Yeah, dude. Good, that's going to be cool. Yeah, good job. Good job. All right. It is time. It's time for Devin to show off his beautiful voice.
Of Herbert.
Of Herbert from the guy from Family Guy.
Yeah. Say a line.
This is going to be a ringtone.
Say a whole storyline.
The spotlight is yours.
I can't do a whole storyline.
Just do like the popsicle thing.
The popsicles.
And then do the Chris one.
What is the Chris one?
The one where he does like on the voicemail.
Yeah, Peasley ass bitch or whatever.
Wait, go. I don't know.
Like, the popsicle one first. Hurry, the go.
I got some popsicles in my cellar. You want to come get some?
What the? It made like a little pop. Yeah.
Some popsicles. How the fuck do you do that?
I can't whistle.
Like, I don't. Like, I've always been able to whistle with my tongue, like that.
What the hell?
I don't like. I don't know.
I can make a bowl.
I can make a bowl with my tongue too.
I don't understand how people whistle like this.
Whoa!
Why wouldn't you use that as a spoon 24/8?
I get bored, I just put water in it. I'm just like,
what the hell? That is ridiculous.
You have like a bowl tongue.
No, he needs to be like on the Old Spice commercial, be like, hello, ladies, and then just stick your tongue out, the bowl thing.
And they just have all the girls like, just like faint.
Yeah.
Just like, you know. Just look back at the camera, you know.
I'm told by the thumbnail of this fucking video.
No, you gotta do
that. That looks so weird.
That looks so weird.
Hell yeah.
Gary, we can Photoshop something into while you're doing that.
That's gross. Shut up.
I just get it when he was coughing on the ground.
Oh my goodness, dude. All right, so what are some of y'all's favorite celebrities?
Megan Fox.
Johnny Depp.
Well, that was quick.
She is beautiful.
Johnny Depp.
Crush Monday. She is beautiful.
She has no real acting skill, though. She's just sexy.
Dude, she looked good in Transformers 1 and 2.
But she wasn't in 3.
Because she was sexy.
She wasn't that sexy. Though. Yeah, right?
She didn't make it into 3 because she wasn't that sexy.
She's a bitch, yeah.
Yeah, she's being a bitch. She's
She let Hollywood or Los Angeles, whatever the fuck, get to her. She started changing. She got uglier to me. She was way hotter in the first one than she was in the second one.
She got plastic.
she got plastic surgery.
She got plastic surgery on her nose.
Yeah. That's the thumbnail.
That's it. How do you even do that?
I know.
Like, you gotta like do like that. Same thing though.
Yours are like this big. Your lips are like this big.
Oh, Garrett, beautiful. That was weird.
All right, favorite celebrity, Tristan.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't really keep up with celebrities.
Jared Padalecki.
I know, but like, all right, like, all right. What your favorite movie?
Misha Collins.
Your favorite movie? Like the person that's in that movie, don't possibly be your favorite celebrity. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
The guy that plays Walter White from Breaking
Heisenberg,
Bad.
Dude, yeah.
He used to be. He used to play Malcolm in the Middle. As a dad. That show was hilarious.
Oh, dude,
he's a great actor.
He went to Comic-Con, right? And he dressed up like Heisenberg.
Yeah.
But with a cube or like a really big fake mask of him, and then he walked up on the panel. And then took his face mask off of his face. It was him.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "Damn,
that's awesome.
That's Heisenberg.
That's just badass, dude. Like,
that'd be awesome if I was an actor."
Also goes to tons and tons of cons. Adam Savage from MythBusters. He always,
dude. Yeah, I would love to meet him.
Me too, dude. He's an inspiration. He's so cool, dude.
It's awesome. I don't know.
Anyone from that MythBusters crew, dude, they are geniuses. They really are.
Sure. Dude, what's her name?
Carrie.
She's hot.
Carrie Byron, dude. Oh my god.
And she's really smart, too. That's...
I know, dude. She's a fucking geek, dude.
Okay, Gary. All right. Let's stop right there.
Can you imagine him in bed? He's just like... She's just like, I'm done with this. Like, I'm done.
What the fuck?
What was that face?
Any chance of me getting laid. So there you go. Later, guys. Anyway. All right. Favorite celeb. And like why, movies, fun stuff like that.
I'd say Johnny Depp.
He's thug, dude.
He's my man crush Monday. Dude.
Okay, don't lie. I'm pretty sure almost every dude has like the celebrity like they want to be. Like he pulls.
Okay, yeah. Pages. Honestly, dude. Johnny Depp still pulls like 18-year-old, the hottest models in the world.
Okay, there's so much really cool.
Depp, he's got money.
Johnny
Depp, they're like,
there's an insanely. There's something that happened with Johnny Depp recently. Not to say it was bad, but you know how the Lone Ranger failed.
Right? I thought that movie was good.
It's not that it fit. For some reason, something with the advertising, something about it, it turned people off to go see it.
I know. I learned about this in my intro to film class.
Yeah.
It was because
It was a what are the, in the 50s there were TV shows that
were so popular in
there were some
the Wild Wild West movies and westerns.
No, like there were like little TV shows.
Silent films. I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I don't know.
Trust me out.
I'm trying to remember the name.
All right, well, I'm gonna talk and you figure it out. Basically, Johnny Depp got really really pissed at a lot of the crew members on that movie, blaming them for the failure of the movie. And it was like, I don't know, I'm not saying that it was, he still got paid and shit for it. It wasn't like he was, it wasn't like he, shit, I got burned. Anyway, it wasn't like it was his fault because, I mean, John Depp's a great actor. And obviously, if you've watched the movie, you know that. I mean, fuck, he's hilarious.
He's just like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, everything he does. But he was like, he was really, really pissed in the movie, or after the movie, he was like, it's like, this person caused the movie to fail and whatnot, and they should be fired and blamed. And he caused a lot of fucking stir up in Hollywood. Like,
not but saying he can't because he's Johnny Depp.
Not saying he's a bad character or anything. He's not, like,
they
cool.
shouldn't have fucked up.
I mean, it's Johnny Depp.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's right or not. Just be like, I don't know. Because he's already so fucking rich. It's like, I mean, like, you have, I don't know. Out of all
the movies, it ruined his credit.
Dude.
That's like
Johnny Depp's credit is, I'm sure, is perfectly intact.
I mean, still, it just makes him look
bad. But one like cool thing, that made me like him a lot was he went to a restaurant one time and the kid was talking about how he had to work at the restaurant to pay for his college tuition, and Johnny Depp left him a $4,000 tip to like pay for his tuition.
What an awesome person!
Wait, I just heard about that on the news. I heard about that on the news yesterday, but not Johnny Depp. Yeah, basketball player. They just won, or some a sports player. I don't remember if it was football or basketball. And they went to a restaurant in Georgia, and he ended up leaving $1,000 tip. And they were talking about the restaurant people, everyone like waited because they were the last one there. It was a big group, you know. It was already like $1,000 bill, and the dude left $1,000 tip or whatever. And they said the restaurant dude was like, you know, we waited until they left, and we just all like celebrated, like, yeah, you know,
that's awesome,
nice.
Though.
Like, it's nice for people to have money to do that.
Do you think that the person who was waiting on that table got the whole $1,000? They split.
I think he split because they were telling. He said because I think they interviewed the waiter or whatever, and they said like, you know, the whole restaurant was just excited or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So
I heard about someone coming to Georgia. I forgot who it was, but they came into a restaurant. All they ordered was a Coke, and the guy left $100 tip.
No. I saw that too. I did. That's really cool. That's really cool. I was in Gainesville when my buddy
Candler. That's the best. Cool.
When Candler came to visit, my buddy Candler came to visit, and we went up in Gainesville, and it was a really old school like Mellow Mushroom. I'm not sure if the whole world knows what that is. I'm not sure how big a franchise Mellow Mushroom is, but it's a pizza place in Gainesville. Yeah. What?
You make the weirdest noise.
Shut up!
I hope the microphone picked that up, please.
Basically, and we left and came back to McDonough that night. And we heard on the news that fucking Adam Sandler was at that Mellow Mushroom. We passed by it like 30 times.
Oh, dude, you don't
know. We were just like, damn, Paradise Lost, missed opportunity.
Garrett, I know what it's called now.
Oh, yeah, what's up? What's it called?
Sitcoms.
Really?
I'm saying it was like big.
Tell me you don't see a sitcom.
I mean, like, they were like bigger back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone like knew what they were. I mean, because some
literally
people,
days of our lives.
Not everyone knows that it's called a sitcom.
Lone Ranger just came out.
Lone Ranger was a sitcom like back in like the 50s or the 60s, and it was like I don't know why they would make it like a Lone Ranger because like those like people back in the 50s and 60s like they're old as fuck now. I mean, not like all of them, but like
they're dead too.
Yeah, but Disney owned it.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying like.
Yeah, but Disney.
I'm saying
Disney
like
own the
those people watched
them.
Yeah,
they're dead. People who watched the TV show in the 50s.
I know,
are
like,
dead as hell. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying like
all of them.
That was a series.
Most of them.
That was a series.
What person that watched? Imagine like a 15-year-old or an 18-year-old even, like whatever, that watched the sitcoms, right?
Dude, my great grandma's like 90.
What's 90 years ago?
Would you expect your great grandma to actually go see the Lone Ranger?
Probably.
Nah, dude.
At 90, she has the mental capacity to get up and go watch a movie.
No, I didn't mean like now. I'm talking about like back in the day. Like, they're still alive.
I know, but I'm saying like, for those people who be mad at the movie, they couldn't. They don't want to. No, they're dead. They're losing brain cells by the hour. It's like. But yeah. Like, we all flinched. And it was,
oh, yeah, right. I know.
Steven Quigley.
He's in the control room back there.
There we go.
Anyway, but yeah. So, your favorite celeb. We didn't finish that.
I'd probably say Adam Sandler.
You want to say Adam Sandler for real?
But, like, I don't know their names. I just know him as Sam and Dean. Oh, shit. I know one's Jared Padalecki.
Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki.
And don't forget about Misha
Collins.
They're
pretty good.
Yeah,
I like them a lot.
Castillo. Did you see Adam Sandler in Funny People with Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Actually,
that was possibly the longest movie.
No, what's that movie Adam Sandler's in? He plays the woman and...
Oh, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that movie. That was a bad movie.
It was bad?
That movie was so
Funny People, it was crazy. Like, I saw the commercials, and I was like, man, this is going to be a really, really good movie. I can't wait to see this. And I watched it, and it was fucking hilarious. But, dude, talk about an emotional roller coaster. They take you on twists, turns, dives.
Isn't that about, like, he was a comedian, but, like, he had, like, no friends or whatever?
He was a comedian, and he was a dick. And then he got, like, sick.
Yeah.
And then
And
then he started giving,
it was
like...
so sad.
And Seth Rogen was trying to help him out and be, like, you know, friend to him, whatever.
It was Jonah Hill, I think.
Yeah.
It was Jonah Hill.
No, it was Seth Rogen.
It was Seth Rogen.
For real?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, it was Seth Rogen.
Go the hell away.
Yeah. Get out of... That is
that's my pizza.
Guest star in here.
That's my pizza.
All right, guest star from the last podcast. That is the grossest. That is why you don't eat cancer.
That's why you don't microwave a pizza
for three minutes.
Oh, you almost smashed it.
Look, he drops it and it's still falls. All right,
go away. Go back to the control room.
Me the pizza.
Go back to the control room.
Are you still going to eat that?
Yeah, I don't think you're eating that no more.
Yeah, I ain't eating that. I didn't nuke it, by the way.
I mean,
this guy over here.
I mean, I'm going to try it. I mean,
don't try it, please. That's cancer.
Dude, I mean, it's food. I'm wasting it. I can't waste food.
You can't waste food.
You wasted it when you put it in there for 3 minutes.
Give it to Mitzi.
That's what the box says.
That's gross. You'll kill the dog. That's Mitzi. That's our office dog. You can't kill the office dog.
Nah, it's Mitzi.
We got Lulu.
We got Lulu.
Jake, celebrity.
I don't know, dude. I like Will Smith. Really
dude, Pursuit of Happiness was great.
He plays in a lot of kind of like futuristic movies.
Yeah, Hancock, After Earth.
Hancock
was good.
Was
we
really
saw After
good.
Earth together.
After Earth? Yeah. They like, got a really bad review.
They had terrible review.
I thought the movie was pretty good.
It was pretty cool.
It wasn't that bad.
That suit was badass.
And when it turns like black.
Like when he's
stuff,
like sick.
Wasn't
like
his son a little bitch the whole movie though?
Huh?
Wasn't his son like a little bitch the whole movie?
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's in training. He's like, I killed these fucking crazy ass monsters. Like 300, but. He's not Spartan. He's
that's
just
a
those accents
movie,
were kind of weird, though. Like, for the movie, like...
Yeah. Okay.
What?
They had, like, this weird accent the entire movie. Like,
Will Smith and him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like... It was kind of like they're trying to be British? I don't really know.
They were in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
And then, Yeah, they were, like, want to be, like, Mars British.
Yeah.
Martian
British. You know what Martian sounds like, Jake?
Yeah.
All right.
Beep, boop, beep.
Okay, so if I had
that's actually a really good movie. Like,
no, it's a fan.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's one of the greatest silent films of all time. And it's not technically all silent because there's some talking in the space shuttle and whatnot.
And the fat people.
But for a mostly silent film, for mostly just based on actions and emotions.
Nah, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I said film, not
show.
Don't they have a Tom and Jerry movie?
They might have one movie, but I mean, it's not like, I don't know.
It's
not
it's
like
one that was on like Cartoon Network.
It's not the same. When you make a movie out of a show, there's something, the cinematic quality, it gets lost.
Yeah.
There's something about that.
Up was a good silent movie.
What?
Up?
Yeah.
You like Up?
I've always wanted to do that.
It wasn't silent.
Like, fucking lit my house up balloons and shit. But I mean,
was
the dog talked.
Silent. That was like pretty much it. It was pretty much silent. The old man never said shit.
No.
Well,
once
he
became old, he didn't say shit. He just ballooned it and was gone. He's like, "Fuck y'all, I'm going up. Earth sucks ass. I'm going up."
I love all those Disney like Pixar type movies.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah,
dude. All right, I'm looking like a fucking dumbass when I say this.
What? I was looking up to see if there was a WALL-E 2 guys, and this just pulled up Bernie. Like Burn. Like what?
All right. Anyway,
do the Bernie.
Train of thought is gone as hell.
Bernie.
Just jump back on your celebrity.
Who's your favorite celebrity?
Okay, no favorite celebrity. He's dead as fuck now, but I mean, nothing. I mean, it really is. Nothing.
So nice to say.
I mean, like, I'm sorry.
He's dead as fuck, man.
Rest in peace. I mean, Heath Ledger, dude. I mean, in every movie. Yeah, yeah, Joker. Yeah. Every movie he played was phenomenal. That. But he played in Brokeback Mountain, which is a gas movie, but he was good at
He plays in Knight, too.
Patriot. That's me. That's what I'm talking about. Patriot. That was a good movie.
Patriot.
Oh, yeah. Patriot. Yeah. And he also played in The 10 Things I Hate About You.
I'm thinking of
which is where the first big hit. And he did really good in that. I mean, like, he's just been a good actor. And it sucks that he had to go out in such a terrible fashion. But, I mean, he went out on top. If anyone went out on top, he went out on top. And he was a great actor.
Because wasn't that after Batman, the second one came out? And everyone was like, the Joker's badass.
Yeah.
And, like, he played the perfect Joker. He got so into the character, he couldn't sleep and took too much sleeping pills and died, dude. Like, it's just crazy.
That's fucked up, dude.
It's crazy to me that actors can get so much into character they can't get out. That's scary to me for anyone who acts.
There's this, I forgot his name, but he played in I forgot what the movie was called, but it was kind of like a Indian movie. But, like, he got so he lived off the land for, like, 6 weeks.
I've heard something like that.
And I think it was the same guy who played Lincoln.
Into the Wild?
Sure. That's a book.
I know, but it's also a movie. It's also a movie.
Most books are movies.
But, like, it could have been, I think it was the same guy who played Lincoln. In that movie, Lincoln.
Oh, dude, I saw it. Sorry, this is totally sort of
that movie. Lincoln was a good movie.
It's fucking amazing, dude.
What movie?
Lincoln, dude. Lincoln was a
what?
No, dude.
That was a good movie.
That was one of the best movies. I remember coming out of the theater. I was like, I'm the president of the United States.
I am the president of the United States, cloaked in immense power. You will procure these documents for me. Our boats.
It really.
I'm not a huge Lincoln fan.
Yeah, there's a Lincoln hater over here.
I'm not a Lincoln hater. I'm just not a big fan of what he did.
Explain your reasoning.
Okay. Wait, what's up with the penny? Splossed. Sorry.
Anyway.
That's some bullshit. How are you not going to use the penny? Is everything just...
It's going to round up.
No. I'm sorry. Shut up, dude. Pennies are literally a waste of fucking currency.
Yeah, they cost more to make than they are.
They cost more to make than they are the actual cent. Like, it costs $1.7 million to make $1 million worth of pennies.
Okay, but then it's going to cost us more to even fucking afford shit. Gas is $3.97.
Not the way
it's going to have to round up.
No, the U.S. military's already done this, got rid of pennies, and they see no up in stocks, no up in tax, and no up in anything, any kind of currency.
That's not a country.
No, I mean, I'm saying Canada did it, and they're financially better than we are at the moment. I'm serious. It's smarter. We're going into debt $0.7 million a year by minting pennies. It's the dumbest thing. And they ask John Green and John.
A year.
Yeah, John. It's about a million pennies a year we make. We put into faction every single year.
100 pennies is a dollar.
Yeah, we literally. John Green from the Vlogbrothers channel and the guy who writes all the Fault in Our Stars book, the Fault in Our Stars, and all the books he writes. He got into a Google Hangout with the president, right? And literally asked the president, gave him all the facts, and said, "Why haven't we stopped doing this?" Guess the president said,
"I don't know
because
he goes." Truly, John, I don't really know why I haven't done that yet. It's a really good question. Literally, quote, I quote, I swear, I can detest that. No, I'm like, and I was so like I was like, clear. this, and he's smart. Get this we need mediocre, mediocre author, you know, is popular by teenagers, you know. Ask a question that stumped the President of the United States.
Well,
it's like,
oh, it's the Congress that mints currency. It's not his job. I mean, he can't be like, all right, let's stop doing it.
Done.
It's
but he can definitely impose it and give it leeway.
He can suggest the idea.
It's one of their enumerated powers. It's up to them. Like
that's horseshit, though, dude. They're costing America money. They're going into some deficit. That is literally
the 113th Congress itself is horseshit. They don't do shit. Yeah,
they don't. And by the way, vlog comes out Monday. My rant on Congress and the president. It's coming out Monday.
Definitely Monday.
It's gonna be intense.
Monday.
They are literally the least productive Congress throughout history.
Absolutely. Yes. They failed to do the one job they required of themselves is to legislate, and they can't fucking do it. By the way, I saw this. This might come out after Monday. Or no, this comes out Saturday.
What, this?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it comes out Saturday. It is Monday. I'm sorry. I'm train of thought. My bad.
Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
Have you seen that dude on like Instagram, Facebook, and Vine? Especially his name is Alpha Cat. He's one that drives up.
God, he's so funny.
He's hilarious.
Have
you seen his one voice? Like, I don't know what movie it's from. He's like, "What's in the fucking box?"
Yeah, he's like, "Crunch burger." or Crunch Bear. Nigga, damn.
Nigga, damn.
Yeah, he's eating the Crunch Bear. It's from Las Vegas, I think. He goes, what's in the fucking box?
Las Vegas? Nothing
is funnier.
No, no.
There will be blood, I think.
I don't know. I thought it was a new movie.
I have no idea. But it's fucking funny.
Dude, nothing's going to be fun. Box. Nothing's funnier than Key and Peele. Key and Peele Obama impressions, yeah. Dude. Anything to do with this.
That's pretty funny.
They literally have got his voice.
The anger translator.
I swear.
Oh, Luther?
I swear he's not doing that. I swear he's talking like normal, and they find a voiceover and just do it perfectly. Like, there's no way.
No,
it's so perfect.
Alpha Cat
does it perfectly.
I mean, there's people that do Morgan Freeman voices like... Perfect.
Oh, but that video was like the second you realize that Morgan Freeman's voice is a white guy.
There's
the Scene Nanners.
Shout out to Scene Nanners for real, yo. They did the
I can smell you.
If you haven't seen that video, you gotta go check out Scene Nanners' channel. That I'm sure if you find our videos, you've done Scene Nanners. But still, it's hilarious. It's so funny. The animated things they do. Was it called Quality Time with Nanners or something like that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing.
God, that is freaking
funny. A measly shim.
Yeah.
It's very effective plot to the
jugular.
That's cool. That's so weird. We're actually 1 week closer to the PS4 and Xbox One, guys. Yeah. I mean, the suspense is just getting so much higher.
Still
so
Xbox.
Much higher. We've made our statements. Xbox One or PS4.
PS4, baby.
PS4.
You're still Xbox.
Definitely PS4.
Ding. We had a little bit of a. Yeah. See, I was in the negative that last time.
Dude.
That's cool.
I like the Xbox.
No, it was cool though. I mean, cool.
I mean, like, I like Xbox Live is fantastic. I love it, but I don't want to pay $100 more for the damn.
But
Xbox
you already
one.
Get the Kinect.
Okay.
I have a
Kinect.
Look, and it's
honestly,
dumb.
Don't even
look,
care
look.
About
as a Brodiac employee,
when you actually, it makes me active. Who's skinny here? That's what I thought.
I'm just
fit.
I'm just gonna work out.
Dude, you literally
said, what's up, who's fit? Who's fit?
I have a Kinect, though.
I don't
use it.
Who's fit?
It's like, okay, guys, I'm skinny because I'm not skinny at all, but imagine, like, I'm skinny. All right. But it's like, I'm skinny because I have a Wii Fit. It's like, what? Really?
I do have a Wii Fit. I know.
It's so funny. Back when I first came out, my mom was like, oh, dude, I'm totally going to go work out. I'm like, what are you going to walk? You going to walk or something? She's not even going to Wii Fit. I was like,
I
used to play the balance games, like, where you have to do a yoga position, and it would have, like, a little dot, and you got to keep it in the center, and I would just stand straight up. And keep it in the center. It'd be doing like this weird position. My mom would walk in and be like, oh, you're doing yoga? And I'm like, yeah. She'd look at the TV and it's in like some weird position.
I'm standing straight up
so I get the highest score.
Like, I was so that guy that would sit on the couch and play tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm a pro.
Yeah.
I'm already a pro.
I was like,
the Wii just completely failed at active activity.
Oh, yes.
But Kinect
talked about this, I think, in the COD Complex. We stopped production.
Yeah. Complex.
That's crazy. I mean, it's hard to explain. Like, I don't know. Did Nintendo stop production on the DS Lites yet?
I still have the original DS that Kevin's had since ninth grade.
I will get that back to you one day.
One day. It's not going to have no value to it.
Yeah. Dude,
I'm going to have to pay them to take it.
Nintendo's not going anywhere, though. Like, they have money for... They have so much money.
Yeah, well, along with...
They're here to stay.
Along with Brody, I also work at GameStop. And so at GameStop, I saw in the fucking little accessories bag... The original DS for like $10. I was like,
hell yeah.
What?
Damn it. Kevin. I'm gonna get that back. I'm gonna have to pay them to take it. I'm like, here's $5. Please send. No, literally, I was at GameStop the other day, trading some games, or not the other day. It was a couple months ago. I was trading games or whatever, and they got some games like, oh no, we can't take this. And I was like, can I just like leave these here? Like, I don't want them. Like,
I've had
like,
them
if
all
you leave
me-
them there. She's so like, they might be gone when you come back. You know, they're not gonna be there. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna leave here. And I like, stuck them in the Nintendo box or whatever.
What
just, like,
kind of
walked
shit
off.
Is we can't take this? Like, how about we can't give you money for this?
Yeah, like no, she said we can't take this.
Shit,
I was like,
sell it for a quarter.
What am I gonna do with it?
Do.
Like I don't want it. I don't play it. Like
no, Kinect Adventures was like $30, and I went up there to trade it in, and they gave me a fucking quarter for it.
Yes,
no,
I was just about to say that. I was just about to say they literally offered
credits.
Me a quarter for something. I was like, what?
Yeah,
and then they
I'm just gonna go smash
like,
this. Why would I give it to you for a quarter?
I gave it to you for free. Empty for free.
Oh, no, dude.
I was like, I don't want this.
I wound up buying it on eBay, like Kinect Adventures, because I wanted it again.
Yeah.
I bought it on eBay, but my card didn't have any money on it. I had one of those little Visa stupid cards. I'm sorry if you're the guy that I bought this from, because I fucked you bad. Because my car didn't have any money. I had, like, literally a penny on it.
You bitch.
And I ordered the Kinect Adventures, but I ordered something before that, which took away all the money on the car.
Yeah.
But then I ordered Kinect Adventures thinking that I had just extra money.
You did.
And I didn't, and they shipped it to me, and I forgot all about it, and I wound up getting it in the mail, and I was like, fuck yeah, I just got, like, a free Kinect Adventures.
So, what, you paid with the car that had no money on it, but it registered that you had money on it?
Yes.
So wait, the transaction didn't go through?
It didn't go all – yeah, because I like, just had bought – I bought two things
it was like credit
at the
like
same time. And Kinect Adventures was one of
them. It was like credit. So it was whichever one took first pretty much.
Yeah, it was it was taking it as one.
Well, that's his own fault for shipping it.
But it didn't have enough money to pay for both of them.
Well, that's his own fault for shipping it before
the
money went through.
Before PayPal went through. So he shipped it with
– guys, we're going to buy everything at one transaction and –
No, dude, I tried to jip Netflix, too. I tried to jip them with, like, getting a prepaid card.
Yeah, they don't put it again.
They don't do it anymore. Because I got, like, 4 months for free with that. Yeah, they stopped doing that.
Wait, stopped doing what?
You could go buy, like, okay, you know how you get, like, a month free? Well, what I used to do is go get, like, a little prepaid card for $3. Instead of paying $8 a month, I'd go get a prepaid card for $3. And just like, have a different email or the same email with a different card number. And I'd get the free month. And then put that card on there and get another month for free. And I would just go get another one the next month. And I kept doing that for like 4 months. And then finally it didn't work the fifth month. And they stopped it where you can't do prepaid cards anymore.
You're getting fucked. Out of all the companies that have failed, stop with the noises.
You stop with the noises. You're the one that makes them.
But at all the companies that failed, you know, Enron?
Nuclear.
Yeah, Enron was like the fourth largest company in the entire world when it completely went under.
What?
Netflix was like number 10, the top 10 in the world, right when Netflix launched, being how popular it got, completely crashed its stocks. I mean, it's like, if you could write a book on how to fail a company, just watch Netflix. I mean, like, they're fine now. I mean, like, financially, like, the CEO's not, I mean, he's probably rich as hell, but it's not like, I mean, imagine, like, if you got $10 million or $100 million, like imagine that's how big the difference is. How much he fucked
up. I'd
be
set for life.
He made a $90 million mistake.
God.
What?
Yeah, like he's a dumbass because he broke copyright laws and copyright fucked him.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean,
dude. I mean, if you break the law,
I remember getting emails.
Emails saying that because they had to refund like 1 cent or 2 or 5 cents to every member of Netflix. There's well over a million users.
Yeah.
I mean, it just destroyed their stock. Everything. I mean, their shareholders were
Down. Yeah. Which I love the fuck out of them now, dude.
What sucks is, like, we play the stock market. That's Netflix. Yeah. And then also it's like, sell Netflix, dude. I was like, we don't need this no more. Like, we dying right now.
I was like, everybody's got Netflix. Buy Netflix. We bought Netflix. It went to like 3 cents. We were like, fuck yeah, it's gonna keep going. And that shit. We looked next day, and that shit was down like $4.
$4.
Like,
no, yeah, no.
I was like, no, it'll go back up. It'll go back.
When you got like 500 shares of $4.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like, I just lost everything.
$2,000.
Right? I just lost like $60,000. I was like, that's all we had. Beginning of this game, so we
just lost it all.
Imagine if you invested in Microsoft when it first started,
back
$100.
You'd be banking
right now. You would have,
or Apple
or Google.
Are they that much?
True.
Microsoft.
If you invested $100 in Microsoft stock back before, right when it started, you'd be over a millionaire right now.
It's only $30. They split so many times, and when you split, doubles your stock.
The shit.
So instead of having
what?
Bless you.
Hiya pu.
Is that on your phone still?
Yeah, it still is.
Hiya pu.
Hiya pu.
I have the pu.
That's like some Dragon Ball Z shit.
Yeah, he's over like,
oh, that was his sneeze.
Did y'all see the picture of the cloud, like the dragon from Dragon Ball Z? And it says someone found all 7 Dragon Balls, or how many Dragon Balls are? I think it's 7, right? Yeah. They found all 7 Dragon Balls. It was like. It was crazy, dude. Like the fucking cloud looked like the goddamn dragon. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, someone found it.
Dude,
what are they wishing for?
Speaking of dragons, I can't wait for The Hobbit to come out.
Dude, Hobbit.
What is it? I'm so confused. Smaug? Smaug something.
And, like, right, who's read the book? God damn it.
I read like the first chapter.
Yeah, we watched the movie together.
They watched the movie and they're like, oh, it's a great movie. I mean, like, I'm really glad I watched that. I was like, dude,
that kinda sounded
there's
gay.
Two more. And they're like, what? I'm like, you dicks. I was like,
man, I knew there was gonna be three.
Yeah,
movies.
I knew there was gonna be more.
But it's like people don't really.
Well, the ending kind of tells you that in the movie.
The dragon is the last movie. Okay.
So
my God.
I didn't anyway, know that.
My favorite part of the whole movie is when they say hello to each other. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Like, oh, fucking headbutt me. Like, Quigley, fucking headbutt me.
Hey, he ate some McSheetrock.
McSheetrock.
I want to see him headbutt that wood-ass block.
Quigley, fucking headbutt me.
Exactly. Oh, Quigley.
Dude, Quigley got super drunk one night and was getting real pissed, and he kept going, fucking headbutt me. We're just like,
hey, was this at Hunter's?
This was at Hunter's.
Yeah, it's definitely at Hunter's.
Not yet.
Oh my
not
God.
Yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
But,
not yet.
The dragon's last movie. The second movie is going to be the big bad guy. It's going to be the Pale Horse. So you guys know, Pale Horse probably the second movie. If you haven't seen it yet, it's going to be awesome. Dude. I can't wait.
Wait, the second movie was. Wait, no. Wait. Never mind. I'm pretty sure Smog is the last one. Yeah, never mind.
He is the main nemesis. He's the greedy ass motherfucking dragon who just hoards all his Jew gold because, dude, imagine, what is a dragon gonna do with gold? No, I don't get the.
He's gonna buy shit. He's about, like, yeah, watch this. I'm gonna get some gold ass armor.
They just sleep in it. They just lay and make a bed out of it.
Upgrade my fire breeze and shit.
That's what they do. They just nest with it. They're just like, oh, yeah.
Turn it check me out. Touch my shit.
Jake. That fucking episode, I came back to like Family Guy just because talking about gold. Peter gets like,
yes, a whole room full of gold. That's when he wins the lottery.
And they always show like cartoons, people diving
into
it.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's not a liquid.
Into it and he lands and breaks like every bone. He's like, it's not a liquid.
It's a solid piece of metal.
Why did I do that?
It's so true. You really would just fucking die if you did that. It's like the best satire joke ever.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Speaking of awesome satires, dude. Satire. South Park. Fucking funny, dude.
I haven't watched South Park in forever.
Me either.
They fucking took off Netflix. God damn it, dude. Another fucking Netflix thing they fucked up with is they fucking took off Netflix. Like, what the hell? Like, why do you do that? It's like, I watch that show more than anybody on the bought at Christmas, I bought all 12 seasons in a box.
And then
I was like, oh shit, yeah, it's on Netflix. Fuck the box. And now it's on Netflix. I have a fucking South Park disc anymore. I'm like, God damn it, we're about I can't watch fucking South Park.
Nah, dude, they took Workaholics off there and I was so pissed.
That show is so
hilarious.
I didn't even know that.
I want to grow my hair out like pissed, dude. The long hair.
Blake?
Yeah.
So Blake?
Blake, yes.
And then there's Adam and Durs. I love that show.
Is Adam the main guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Durs is the
main guy. He also in us. Pitch Perfect, dude. He was hilarious in Pitch Perfect. He's like, guess same for John Mayer, bitches. And he walks out. It's so funny, dude.
There's a new season comes out like 2014 sometime. I can't wait, dude.
2014? 2014 sometime.
Wait. Dude, everything got moved back 2014.
I know. I'm so excited for Watch Dogs. Really? You
okay, that means 2014 really? Is going to be badass.
We thought 2013 was going to be badass.
This is our year.
Golly. Oh, dude, speaking of things 2014, some new news on Kingdom Hearts 3, guys, from last podcast.
I don't give a fuck.
I know you give fucks.
The childhood.
Yeah, not a you guys might hate me for this, but I've never played Kingdom Hearts.
Don't waste your time.
It is literally the best game.
I'm an Xbox guy, so I don't give two fucks about some Kingdom Hearts.
Basically, they released that extended trailer showing some of the new mechanics of the game. And I'll probably talk about this in the next episode of BS News. But new mechanics of the game are being shown, so watch out for the BS News. We'll talk about the new mechanics of the game, the new extended trailer, and you'll get up to date on that. So, I know you guys got some traffic problem struggles, like some serious.
Dude, I was on the highway the other day. I'm driving, cruising.
He's talking. By the way, he's talking to me on the phone. We're talking.
Yeah,
we're talking about
on the phone with
Modiac.
And I'm like driving, and like I see a wreck happen. I'm like. Fuck.
I'm like, on my way to school on Tuesday.
Whoa.
I saw a wreck happen right in front of me. I was so scared.
Hold the story.
Sorry.
Hold the story.
I'm driving anyways, and I see a wreck happen. I'm like, damn. It ended up being fatality, which is horrible. But traffic was backed up for fucking days. I'm at work. I got to go places. Like, I had to go to places. And I'm like, fuck, you know. And, like, I'm sitting there on the dead ass stopped. I'm like, fuck. Like, I didn't move for a good 45 minutes at all. Just stopped. Didn't even move, like, a centimeter. Literally just dead ass stopped. And I look behind me, and I see, like, cars, like, nudging. Like, I thought they were getting into the right lane. Oh, shit, right lane's moving, you know, whatever. I look, you know, as they're moving. And I end up, fucking people are turning around on the damn highway. They're literally turning around on the highway. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm talking
like, this is on the interstate?
This is on the interstate. What I'm like, Garrett, there's people turning around on the fucking highway right now. I'm like, they're going the opposite way. I'm like, oh, fuck. And there are lots of them. Like, people started doing it more and more. And then, like, these whole two lanes are, like, open and shit. I'm like, Garrett, should I fucking do it? Should I fucking...
I was like, dude, I don't know, man.
And then Jake, you haven't seen Jake yet, the other Jake, he ends up getting into the call, his three-way. I'm like, fuck, should I do it? Like, I don't know what I should do here. And then they ended up hanging up. They're like, good luck, Jake. And I'm like, no, like, what should I do? I ended up turning around, going up the entrance ramp. And it was a scary thing, because I see, like, all these cars coming at me. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm finna die. But they ended up, some police came down, started directing, and they were actually letting people do it. And then finally, I went. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going. I turned around, went up there, and two cars behind me, where they hit the cutoff, and they didn't let no one else go.
Oh,
I was like, thank goodness, because I would have been stuck in this traffic forever.
Yeah, you ended up getting home. You ended up getting in the studio like 2 hours before I thought you were.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
And I was like, sweet.
I was like, I did it. I did it. That's all. I came here. I was like, I did it. I turned around. I had pictures and everything. It was so crazy.
That's how it was freaking today. Remember, I was supposed to meet you at the gym. I was supposed to meet him at the gym.
Because we're fit.
And so I'm like, I had to drive to work today. Speaking of 2014, Civil Rights Museum. Shout out to my work homies. Anyways, we were talking about 2014. That just popped in my head. Anyways, I'm driving home from Atlanta. I get on 75, and my God. Okay, for one, when you first get off the exit from Atlanta to freaking 75, it's ridiculously packed. You can barely get over. So then on my way home, it starts opening up a little bit. And then, dude, I mean, it just comes to a stop. I'm literally sitting there, and it's annoying. I got a little, a little five-speed manual. So I remember constantly shifting.
Manuals are the worst in traffic.
Yeah, and the most I can get up a hill. The fastest I started going
I've been in it. I've been
was like
in
15
it.
Miles per hour. Look, and then I stopped completely for literally probably like 30 minutes, moved about 20 feet. Bless you.
Sorry.
Why do you sneeze like that?
I just with a t-shirt.
But then I stopped for like another 30 minutes, and it was literally terrible. And then I started playing this like game with myself, like let's see what the fastest I can get up to before I have to stop again.
I literally
kept getting like this close to cars because I was trying to beat my record. And then
you stressed me out now.
Yeah. So, but then it finally started opening up again. But it didn't get like I never hit 40 miles an hour until I got all the. I'm at exit probably like I think it was like 240 something. And then I didn't get up to 40 miles an hour.
The rest of the world has no clue what you're talking about.
224, which is Hudson Bridge.
Wait, so was this traffic worse than the Life in Color
traffic?
Oh, that was shit. We moved the whole time in that almost.
But there was two wrecks, and there was four on the perimeter.
Yeah, that was hilarious, though.
There wasn't even any wrecks on this.
We're talking to Andrew. We have no clue where we're going. He's like, all right, get off this exit. We're like, okay. Because we were going to get off an exit like three exits down. He's like, all right, get off this exit now. And then we was like right there. I was like, damn, you couldn't call it.
What was that?
I know.
Shut up.
You just turned.
I got cancer. Shut up. Not really.
But we ended up getting off the exit. We're like, fuck yeah, dude. The exit started moving. We're cruising. It goes onto like another, merges onto another highway. We get onto the highway. Boom, wreck. We're like, fuck. Like, what? We're already late as fuck. We're like,
no, it was his fault we were late. I had to wait for that girl at fucking CVS.
There's shit coming off that.
No, wait, speaking of wrecks, have you ever got like seen a wreck actually happen right in front of you?
When this wreck happened, what I'm talking about, I saw it. It was like 100 foot in front of me. Like, I just saw dust and shit, and I'm like,
no.
Damn.
Okay. I saw one time. It was raining really bad, and I went to go pick up my brother from some like airsoft place or something. I went to go pick him up. It was really late at night. What are you guys doing?
Dad noises.
All right.
I was on purpose. Go away.
Yeah, it was raining really, really bad. And I was went to go pick him up. I drove, like, in a puddle. Saw a walrus. I don't know what happened. The puddle was deep for days.
What? You saw a walrus?
Just like, no. It was really the ocean. I don't know where I was.
Like a Shamu came out.
Yeah. It was the deepest puddle ever, but that's besides the point.
It's probably because it was the ocean.
I finally got him. Got in the interstate. And it was still pouring down rain. Like, I could not see anything. I could see the taillights from the cars in front of me. And all of a sudden, I saw one car just hydroplane like a motherfucker and just go all the way across and nail some guy, like, right in front of me. Just poof, knocked him off the road.
You come to my house. You come out that night, and you told me that we got my house. I remember you telling me about that.
Yes.
That was crazy.
It just, boom, knocked him off the road. It was like, oh! But I didn't know if I should stop or anything. I didn't know if I should stop or anything, but... I was like going 70, so they were so far back. I was just like, oh, I hope they're okay. Hell yeah. But it was so scary because I just saw them go like off the road in front of me. Damn. I was like, oh.
Okay, well, on my way to school last on door, Tuesday, yeah. Actually, it was on my way home from school on Tuesday. I was coming back, two cars in front of me. There were two cars in front of me, and then the wreck happened. It was, I forgot what kind of cars they were, but one car blew a tire and just crashed into this other car, and they hit the median. I was like, oh my God. And it was like, I was like right at my exit, too. I was like, thank God.
Oh my God.
Dude, but like, I kind of felt bad I didn't stop. I was like, what if they're dying?
Thanks,
I don't know.
I'll read one thing off, guys, and we're out of here. Once again, I thank Kim Real Foundation for sponsoring our podcast and the Brent Studio and everything going on here. Yes. Once again, a big thanks to her and everything she does.
This is probably a long ass video, by the way, guys.
It's the podcast always long. Okay. But thank you all for tuning in the podcast.
I have one more little ending thing. Tuba.
Sorry.
All right, I feel really bad.
Damn, Kevin.
Podcast ending music. Go.
Boom what? Boom boom. Name it. Boom what? Boom name it. Name it.
Brody X Studios.
Name it.
Out.
Boom what? Boom name. All right,
we're done.
Sorry for podcast. Oh, and thanks for Kevin for not saying shit the whole podcast.
Hit my head. I hope you die. Like, the legs were okay, but someone hit my
stupid camera, that dumb thing again, where it fucking starts shaking and shit.
I thought he was about to say it didn't record. I was like, oh. It starts shaking. Oh, yeah, we'll record it again tomorrow.
Did you stop the podcast to do that? Did it shake? Did it shake when we came up at it earlier?
I'm so confused. It's shaking.
Nathan too when he was trying to film earlier. And I fixed it, but I mean like it was freaking out.
We all were talking about movies. I hadn't seen like 90% of those movies. Like, all of them. I didn't see like any of them.
Holy shit.
But it's fine like now. I wish you like you'd have said something.
Well, the reason I walked down and gave a thumbs up is I was making sure you didn't stop me the last time. Because I ran out.
The legs didn't hurt. You hit me right on that gun.
Did you stop the video?
Because so I got hit in the leg. My reaction was to guard my leg again.
Well, you should have just knew that's going to be the punch. Did you do the entire video?
Someone stop that. Click the record button, please.
too.